You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. Hello, everybody. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, and as usual, I am here with my good friend Corey Brock, who covers the Padres and has been doing so all spring training long. And we are all happy to know that it is almost over and real games are about to begin. So, Corey, let's, when it comes to the Padres, it seems to have been a pretty good camp. And there's still a few questions that need to be answered. And they're not exactly like the most exciting questions for a lot of the fans out there. But that probably means that the team is in pretty good shape. So what are some of the things that we're looking at? Some reserve outfielders still have to be settled on?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, there's a few unsettled things that they need to tie up before opening day. None of them rate as, I guess they're all important, really, but in terms of settling the bench, which is certainly, I think, a little bit more of an important component, I think, for a National League team than an American League team, just because the bench, I think, comes into play a little bit more for an NL team. They have, these extra outfielders. They need to figure out what to do with Carlos Quinn, Cameron Maben. The backup catching situation is still a little unsettled. Will they go outside the organization to add? The fifth starter, I still think that's going to be Brandon Morrow. The bullpen, there might be some last-minute juggling there for spots. But I don't know if they rate as minor. They certainly don't to the guys going for the jobs, but I think this will all be settled pretty easily, I would say. But it could be a wild finish. I think they could go outside the organization to address a couple things. I think we see this happen every spring, Allison, with a lot of teams. You have these first 5 weeks at camp are relatively quiet, and then all hell breaks loose at the end. But I don't know if that's going to happen here for sure, but I think anything is possible.
Brandon Morrow has been a really interesting guy to watch. It was sort of, he had to have been a little bit of a favorite coming in. It was one of those things where it would have to be a complete disaster of a spring for him not to make the team. So, you touched on it a little bit, but would you just be completely shocked if somebody else moved in there and got that rotation spot?
Yeah, I would. I think, they signed him with the intent of him winning that spot. I know he had a lot of teams interested in him in December, looking at him as a reliever. He wanted to start. They told him they would give him every opportunity to win a spot in the bullpen. And this is before, they signed James Shields, but there's still a spot for him there. Odrizumer Despaigne, the Cuban who they signed last May. And it was good at times, especially at home. He's still in competition. I seem to think that, he'll make the team maybe as a long guy. His arm's, a lot more resilient than Morrow's. And that's no knock on Morrow. I just think that Morrow pegs better as the fifth guy, and maybe you could use Despaigne as your long guy and probably ultimately as a better fit for the team in that regard. But I think, Morrow has done some awfully nice things this spring, and, I think we've talked about his pedigree and things he's done in the past when he's been healthy. This is a guy that almost threw a no-hitter a few years ago. With the Blue Jays and former first-round pick, and I think they're pretty excited about him. He's fighting a little bit of a blister issue right now, but I think he's going to be fine.
What's the situation with just like when players have options? And a lot of times the way that the roster shakes out at the end of spring training, it's not always maybe the very best team, but it's also a lot of guys win jobs because they can't be sent down to the minor leagues. Is there any kind of situation with that, with any of these reserve spots where a guy has an edge simply because they can't send him down or they have to put him through waivers first?
Yeah, that's a great question, Allison. I think in the Padres case, the only place where that really may apply would be with left-handed reliever Alex Torres, pitcher the Padres acquired 2 years ago from the Rays. Josh Burns acquired. Of course, Josh is now with the Dodgers. And so, and Alex Torres has a good live arm. The command is iffy. He's not really a true left-on-left guy. There's some upside there and some talent, but he's out of minor league options. So, he hasn't fared the best of any left-handers in camp, nor are the Padres absolutely certain to keep a left-hander. Bud Black has gone times during his first 8 years without keeping a left-hander. It's not an absolute must. So, you know, you kind of get down to a decision here where, you know, you need to be able to trust a guy if you're going to bring him in. If you're going to bring him in a situation where you need him to get a lefty out, you need to make sure you're fully confident he's going to be able to do so, and he's not going to stick a ball in the back of the guy, or he's going to walk him on four pitches. So if that's the case, if you're not sure about the guy, you can't send him down the minor leagues or you risk losing him. And maybe you could end up moving him in the deal. Maybe this is a way for the Padres, and I'm just guessing here. I mean, I could surmise that maybe you could end up moving him in the deal to upgrade your backup catcher situation. Because certainly if you're looking to upgrade your backup catcher situation with Tim Fedorovich out, you don't want to get into an overspend situation. If you're thinking Derek Norris is going to catch 120 games, you don't want to give up a prospect just to upgrade yourself in that, you know, in the backup situation there. So, yeah, again, I think, you know, A.J. Preller is probably working the phones and, you know, trying to look at, you know, every avenue here to address these the last few options on the roster and try and take the best 25 with them to opening day at Dodger Stadium.
Okay, Corey. Well, thank you very much. And we'll be keeping an eye on the Padres, of course, for the rest of the spring and as the season gets underway. So we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.